Hello, everybody. This is Neil Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin, and today we're talking about SoundForge, a basic introduction of SoundForge 8 and the scripts written by Jim Snowbarger. WindowEyes users, I'm sorry that these scripts don't work with WindowEyes, but SoundForge works pretty well with WindowEyes nonetheless, and I thought at one point Brian Hartkin had made some scripts for WindowEyes, and I'm going to try to check that out for you. I hope you pardon my scratchy throat here today because I have a bit of a sinus infection and the throat is not in very good shape. Let me begin by telling you something about how I'm doing this file. It's a rather strange file. It's in stereo, as you can probably tell by now. I'm in the left channel, and JAWS and the sounds I'm going to be testing are in the right channel. I tried putting all this in one channel and making it a mono file, but in that the file that I'm testing is me talking, and I'm talking right here, it got rather confusing to hear two Neils. One is quite enough, thank you. So I'm in one channel, and I'm in the other channel along with the synthesizer. It's interesting that stereo separation makes this a lot easier to deal with. Multiple sounds occurring in a monaural file are much harder for the human ear to pick out than the same sounds if it's in stereo, because your brain can now place each sound in a different part of the stereo spectrum, making it easier to hear each one sound. The other thing I'm doing to make this easier is I'm using a less expensive mic than I used to actually record the test file that I'm going to be demonstrating. So once again, you'll be able to tell me from the other file, hopefully. So let's jump into SoundForge. SoundForge is an all-inclusive editor. It has a lot of features, but you don't have to use them all. It's pretty easy to operate if all you want to do is basically record. I'm going to press my shortcut key now and open SoundForge, and let's see what JAWS has to say for itself.
Alt Control S. To hear the JAWS help topic for SoundForge, press Insert plus F1 twice quickly. For a list of JAWS-specific SoundForge keystrokes, press Insert plus H. For a list of Windows shortcut keys, press Insert plus W. Sony SoundForge 8.0.
All right, that was a whole bunch of stuff. But one thing you heard was, and this is true of all JAWS scripts, if you press Insert H, you get a list of the hotkeys used in the scripts. So I'm going to do that at the moment.
Use arrow keys to browse this help, then press Escape.
Now, as I read down through these, some of them won't make any sense because we haven't talked about them yet, but I'm going to arrow down and read a few.
Jump to open sound file, press an assigned numeric key on the numbers row. Name of current sound file, Control plus Shift plus N. Focus on selection button and dialogs equals Control plus Alt plus S. Here time position at cursor, Control plus Shift plus M. Total length of current sound file, Insert plus Delete. Here current zoom ratio equals Control plus Shift plus semicolon. Toggle auto speak of time position when in data window, Control plus Shift plus T. Here information about current sound file when in open and record dialogs, press Control plus Shift plus I.
Alright, that's enough of that.
Escape.
Escape.
Jump
out
to
of
open
there.
Sound file, press an assigned numeric escape. Escape.
I said escape, JAWS, get out of there. Okay, so I want to open a file. And I can do that just as I can in most every other Windows application by either going to the File menu,
menu bar, file,
to navigate, press
and arrowing down to Open,
menu, File menu, new dot 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 Control, Open dot 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 Control plus O, Control plus Alt plus F2.
Oh.
So there are two ways to get into the File menu, Open here. But I'm going to cheat and do it the short way, so I'm going to escape
menu,
out
escape,
of here
menu,
and just
bar.
Do Control O.
Control O. Open dialog. File name. Edit.
To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
Now I'm going to shift tab so that I'm back in my file list.
Folder view list view. Not selected Christmas on the Kurzweil.wav.
107.
And I'm in a folder that I created of all the podcasts that I have uploaded to BCT. Now here's one thing about SoundForge that's quite nice. As you arrow down through them,
Christmas on the Kurzweil.wav.
They begin to play.
In the well.wav.
Hello, this is Neil Ewers in
Microphone Placement 1.wav. Microtrack recorder review.mp3. Microtrack recorder review.
I'm escape out of there. I'm looking for a file called podcast sounds. So I'm going to do Control O.
Control O. Open dialog.
Shift
file
tab.
Name, folder view list view.
Type
not selected. P. Podcast sound
Hello,
file.
Everybody. It's going to start playing.
This is Neil Ewers.
And I'm going to
enter,
hit enter.
Data window.
And
podcast
open it.
Sound file. Wav. Data window.
So now we're at the beginning of the file. So let's talk about playback issues for a moment. There are several ways that you can play and navigate through files. If I press the space bar.
Hello, everybody.
The file
this
starts
is Neil
playing.
Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin.
And if this I press the space bar again, it pauses, but it actually brings me back to where I left off. Now, this is a function of the script, which you can set, because you might want the space bar to leave you where you were. Well, there's actually a way to get to that point anyway. So if I press space now, I'm back at the beginning of the file. Hello, everybody. This is Neil Ewart.
Enter.
And if I hit enter, oh, let me stop the speaking of enter, because I don't want it to bother us
Words.
All day long.
Both characters, none.
Now I pressed enter. Now when I press space bar,
where's in Madison, Wisconsin?
I'm right where
and
I left off.
This podcast is in.
Press enter again. Press space.
Entitled The Ultimate Digital Recorder.
Now I can stop wherever I went to in the file. Now SoundForge 8 has put in a number of different ways that you can skim through a file quite easily. If I press L, for example,
I'm talking specifically about the Sound Devices 722.
And if I press L again,
recorder, which is a two-track recorder,
and
the 744T,
and if I press
which
it
is
again,
a four-track recorder with time code for film,
speeds it up.
And if
I press
it
again, it speeds it up. Well, now, you might not be able to understand all of that, but what you get here is a sort of bird's-eye view of the file. It's funny, you can hear a lot more about the intonation you used when you do it much more quickly. You can hear, well, you can just go through files much more quickly and hear where the music starts, where pauses are, any mistakes you want to correct. There's a way to do this in SoundForge that sounds a lot better, because you can actually increase the speed in SoundForge without increasing the pitch. Now, along with pressing L to speed the sound up, you can press J if you happen to want to go backwards. Now, that really is not all that helpful in terms of listening to it, but if you're at the beginning of something and you've just gone a few syllables into a word, let's try
which
it.
Which is a two-track recorder, and the set.
Okay, I went and the set, and I want to go back to the beginning of that. I pressed the J key, then I press Enter, and I've gone back those few words to the beginning. Now I press space.
And the 744.
And I'm back at the beginning again. That's a SoundForge control. Now what about some of the scripts that Jim has put in? Let me go to the top of the file with Control Home.
Top of file.
And if I right arrow.
Hello everybody.
You can tell that
this
I'm skimming through the file.
A little in Madison, Wisconsin.
If I press Control right arrow.
This part is entitled The Ultimate Digital.
I'm skipping through the file
sound
in larger
C2,
increments.
2.
But if I press page down,
C2, which is a fourth, you can find
I'm
out
skipping
monthly.
Through
sound.
It
not
in
a recorder,
even larger increments. Of course, you can't really
at least
tell that
make people
because
aware.
You don't necessarily remember what's where in the file here, but just take my word for it. You're skipping in larger increments. Now, SoundForge has a zoom-in capability. So if I press up arrow.
1:2048. 1:1024.
I'm zooming in on the smaller chunk of the file.
1:256.
Now if I press page down,
it's out there in terms of the ultimate recorder. Let me begin by saying that in 1929, I bought
You
what
can
was
tell that I'm arrowing through or paging through less of the file. You'll see how this comes in a second. Now the other thing that happens in SoundForge, and it's just like it is in Word, if you hold down the Shift key and press any of the keys we've pressed before, you highlight as you go. One of the really nice features about SoundForge is being able to drop marks. Let me go to the top of the file again.
Top of file.
You can do it in a number of ways. You can press I for in mark, and then play what you want to play, and then press O for out mark, and that part of the text is selected. However, I find that there's an easier way to do this, and that's simply by pressing the M key, and that drops a marker any place in the text or in the file. Now let's figure out what that means. I'm going to start playing.
Hello, everybody. This is Neil Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin, and this podcast is entitled The Ultimate Digital Recorder.
Now, let's say I want to take out the next sentence, just want to delete it completely. I drop a marker here by pressing M. I play to the end of the sentence or do anything I want to do to get to the end of the sentence.
I'm talking
specifically about the Sound Devices 722
recorder, which is a two-track recorder, and the 744T, which is a four-track recorder with time code for film synchronization.
Now, I pressed Enter. I'm going to put a mark there. So I have marked the beginning and the end of a block of the file. In Word, if you want to highlight a word and you want to highlight the previous word, you do Control Shift Left Arrow. Well, that's exactly what you do here.
I'm talking specifically about the sound device's 722.
I don't need to hear all that again, so I stop it. Now, there are ways to determine how much you've selected. If I press Insert Shift Down Arrow, JAWS says,
selected from 7.955 seconds through 22.515 seconds.
Well, that's nice to know, JAWS, but what I really want to know, and what I really want to know, Jim Snowbarger, is how much of the file I have selected in seconds. So I press Alt-Shift-T.
Selection length is 14.55 seconds selected.
Okay, that is a bit more helpful. One of the differences between newer versions of SoundForge and older versions is what I'm about to show you now, because I want to delete what I just marked. In older versions of SoundForge, if you were deleting something at the end, it didn't take very long to do it. But if you were deleting the beginning sentence, say, of an hour-long file, it actually had to go delete that from the disk, recopy the file, do all kinds of disk futzing around, and it took sometimes a couple minutes. Now, however, I've got this selected. All I do is press
Cut selection to clipboard.
Control X, and it's gone. There's no disk whirring around or anything else. Now, there are a couple things you can do here to hear what you've done. If I press Control K, it's going to play me a part of the file before and right after the cut I made. And let's see what it sounds like.
Digital recorder. You can find out more about.
So that sentence I cut out is gone. There doesn't seem to be any pop there. Let's do it again.
Digital recorder. You can find out more about.
Well, you hear me breathing. And if I wanted to go back a little bit further and hear it in greater context, I just press the page up key.
In Madison, Wisconsin.
Starts playing.
And this podcast is entitled The Ultimate Digital Recorder. You can find out more about these recorders.
And once again, if I undo that, it isn't going to take any time at all for the disk to do its thing. It's
menu,
just
edit menu, undo, cut, control, plus, leave
it's
menu.
Undone now. And now if I play,
I'm talking specifically
I
about
get
the sound devices.
So it's very quick. Marks are very easy to put in, and they really come in handy. Now, what if I really want to close edit something? Let's say I wanted to be right at the beginning of a word when I put a mark. So, as you remember, if I press right arrow, I go just little bits of space through the file. However, if I hold down the shift key while I'm doing that, I'm highlighting. So I do that, I'm moving, and I hear the first part of you. If I go further, you, I can hear more of it. Now, SoundForge, as I said, has the ability to allow you to zoom in. So if I zoom in, now I press shift left arrow and back up, and what you'll hear is the first part of the word being repeated over and over again, but each time I press the left arrow, less of it's going to be heard. Oh, that's enough. Yeah, that's about all there is. I breathe before the word, but that's okay. So I put a marker there, and I go back and
you
search for that mark, and I get.
You can set a pre-roll so that.
And I'm right at the beginning of the word you. Now, one thing I need to tell you is that I said earlier that when you press Control Right Arrow, the file is skipped through in increments.
You can set a pre-roll.
However, let me go back to the top. If you've set markers, what Control Right and Left Arrow now does is go to the markers. So I'm going to do Control Right Arrow.
I'm talking specifically about the sound.
That's the first one I put on the sentence that I wanted to delete.
You can find out more about.
And that's the end of that sentence.
You can set a pre-roll.
And that's the one I just put on you. So you could set markers at the beginning of tracks, at points in the file that you wanted to go to, or at places you want to delete, etc., etc. Now let's play with a few things in SoundForge while we're in this file. I want to show you something really kind of cool.
SoundForge has three kinds of equalizers, and you can really do an amazing amount of work in cutting out various noises, cutting off low ends of frequencies, raising the high end of frequencies, cutting out the middle, etc. So I want to go to the process menu, which is Alt-P.
Menu, process menu, auto trim slash crop dot dot dot.
And I press Q.
Graphic dot dot dot.
There's the graphic equalizer.
Paragraphic dot dot dot.
There's the paragraphic equalizer.
Parametric dot dot dot.
And there's the parametric equalizer. I'm not going to go into the details at this point, but let's go into parametric and see what's in here.
Leaving menus, Sony Parametric Deck Podcast Sound File dot WAV Dialog. Preset combo box, AKGI notch plus.
Now, it said preset, because anything I'm about to do in this file, setting whole bunches of parameters, I can set a preset for, so that I never have to do it again. I just find I can arrow down through my list of presets.
AKG in mid-bass. AKG low.
AKG is actually AKG, it's just not pronouncing it correctly.
AKG new mic high fret.
Okay, so if I
untitled top.
Go up to untitled, which is where I could save the new preference I wanted, and I start arrowing through here. One of the things I want to do is to make this part of the file that I've selected sound like a telephone call instead of a real nice bassy sound. So I arrow through here. I'm going to arrow through a couple things really quickly because I don't want to explain them at this point. I'll come back to them in another file sometime later on.
So, select out amount slider 1.3 dB. Amount slider 0.0 dB.
Okay, we get to the amount slider. What this means is that if I press the page down key,
minus 1.0 dB,
I am going to cut whatever frequency I set
minus 3.0 dB
by dBs. In fact,
minus
I'm going to take it all the way down to minus 60 by hitting end key, which takes it down to the bottom. Now, if I tab again,
filter style combo box band notch slash boost
404 to change.
I get all kinds of filters, and again, I'm not going to try to explain these completely.
Band pass.
Band notch boost is that you actually. I said I wasn't going to explain it, Neil. So just be quiet. What we really want is low frequency shelf, which means that I'm going to be cutting off the low end. That's the top choice, so I'm going to arrow up
shelf.
Low frequency shelf. I'm going to tab.
Frequency slider, 5,500.
Now I could up and down through this with the arrow keys, and I can page up, and it goes up in little bitty increments, or I can tab
frequency edit, 5,800.
And type in an actual frequency. So let's say we want to start rolling off the frequency at 1,000 cycles. I just typed in 1,000. I tab again.
Bandwidth slider 3.3.
Now here we get a bandwidth slider. So what this is basically saying is I can go from 5 octaves to 0.1 octave. So I can either make this a very wide slope. If I go to 5 octaves, it's going to start rolling off at 1,000 hertz, and 5 octaves later, way down there someplace, it's going to finish the roll-off curve. But I want a very steep curve, so I'm going to go
0.1
to 0.1 octaves, which is a very little bit, so the frequency is going to immediately roll off right at 1,000 hertz.
Bandwidth edit, 0.1.
I just passed again. And once again, you get to a place, and this is often the case in SoundForge, where you can actually type in the number rather than arrowing up and down to it. If I tab again,
accuracy, combo box, low fast, good for high frequencies.
One of three.
This is one of three things that I can do with frequencies. I can either set something that's good for high frequencies, middle frequencies, or all frequencies. And since we're dealing with low end frequencies, so I'm going to
medium great for mid and high frequency, high slow great for all frequencies.
I'm going to arrow down to the bottom one.
Combo box untitled.
Now I'm going to tab to something called the preview button.
Okay, set preview button
to activate.
And what happens here is
bypass checkbox not checked.
It says bypass. I just tabbed again. It says bypass checkbox not checked.
Checked.
I'm going to check this.
Preview button.
I'm going to back up the preview.
Hello, everybody.
And I'm playing the
file. This is Neil Ewers in Madison.
And I can press stop.
Hello, everybody.
I can press space to stop and
hello,
start.
Hello, everybody.
It. However, if I uncheck the bypass, it's going to give me what it sounds like after it's been EQ'd. So I can actually start the file, tab once to the bypass button, and go back and forth between the sound of the actual file and the sound I get when I EQ'd it. So let's start it.
Hello, everybody.
We tab.
This is Neil Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin.
And this podcast is entitled The Ultimate Digital Recorder.
Check.
I'm talking specifically about the Sound Devices 722 recorder, which is a two-track recorder.
Well, it doesn't quite sound like
a
telephone.
And the 744T.
But
check.
This is a four-track recorder.
It's okay. You can do this bypass stuff, this preview stuff, with almost everything you do in SoundForge, whether it's changing the normalization, changing the volume, changing the fade-in, anything you can do. You have this wonderful way to hear what it's going to sound like before you even get around to saving it. Now, one of the many other things you can... Well, let's go through some of these menus, and I'm not going to explain them fully, but let's go into the process menu again.
Process menu.
I'm just going to pick out certain things in here to talk about.
Bit depth converter, dot, dot, dot.
Okay, we know what the bit depth converter is, and that is if I want to convert from 16 to 24, or 24 to 16, etc., etc., that's where I do that.
Channel converter, dot, dot, dot.
I have a channel converter. I can convert from stereo to mono. I can do things like reverse channels. I can do all kinds of stuff.
Fade submenu.
I've got a fade submenu, which I can set all kinds of fades, like fade something out 3 dB and then stop, or fade out all the way, etc., etc., or fade in and then fade out. I mean, anything I want to set, I can do.
Insert silence, dot, dot, dot.
Aye.
If I want to insert silence at the end of a track,
mute.
Mute, if you want to mute the track, you can, or part of the track.
Normalize, dot, dot, dot.
Normalize. You can bring the file up to either a peak level or an RMS level so that it's recorded at about as high a volume as you can get without distorting. So there's an awful lot, and I haven't even...
Pan/expand, dot, dot, dot.
Pan/expand, you can increase the stereo separation, you can narrow the stereo separation. I mean, there's just a number of things that you can do, and this is just one menu. Let me show you one thing.
Effects menu, acoustic mirror, dot, dot, dot.
I just arrowed right to the effects menu, and I'm on acoustic mirror. And one of the things that SoundForge has done, well, this is where you can set reverberation. Now, you can do this in two ways in SoundForge. You can do it electronically, because you've got all your electronic echo parameters where you can make echoes bounce around off each other and sound like they're 50 feet away or 100 feet away, etc. And those are all done by futzing around with the electronics. But in acoustic mirror, what SoundForge did is they went to a number of concert halls and stadiums and under bridges and tunnels and out in the open and actually recorded the ambience through giant speakers of various tones of all frequencies. So that now, when I want to play my sound, it sounds like I'm in those particular theaters. And I can place the microphone where I want it, either closer or further away. I can cause the reverberation to be in stereo or mono. I can cause it, if in stereo, to be a much wider spectrum of echo sound, or a narrower spectrum, or a middle spectrum, anywhere along the spectrum. So let's go into here.
Leaving menus, Sony Acoustic Mirror Podcast Sound File dot WAV Dialog, Preset, Combo Box, Untitled.
1 of 14.
And once again, you hear that I'm on presets. I can set these up and save them. I arrow down through here.
Animal sounds.
Well, I don't know what I was doing with that, but I guess I got animal sounds.
Bethel Church speech.
Bethel Church is a church here in town.
Capitol Dome.
Capitol Dome is the actual dome of the state capitol. I recorded a podcast called Into the Well, or In the Well, and I think I don't remember what I used, but I set a preference called Well. So if I press W,
Well,
I get to Well, and I tab to the preview button.
Okay. Delete button, preview button.
And here it goes.
The Ultimate Digital Recorder. I'm talking specifically about the Sound Devices 7.
Yeah, there you go. Neil in a well, talking about sound devices. Arrow out of there. Let's do one other thing while we're in here. Let's go into the process menu again.
Menu, process menu.
And arrow up to time stretch.
Time stretch, dot, dot, dot.
And hit
leave
enter.
In menus, Sony time stretch podcast sound file dot WAV dialog, preset, combo box, untitled.
One of eight.
Once again, I'm on a preset. SoundForge comes with presets already set up, and of course you can create your own. What this is doing is what I talked about before, enabling you to speed up things without changing the pitch. And we just arrowed down to something that was 80% that's already set up by SoundForge. Let's just go to preview and see what it sounds like.
Delete button, preview button.
Hello, everybody. This is Neil Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin, and this podcast is entitled The Ultimate Digital Recorder.
Well, I'm definitely faster. Gee, I could do a podcast in no time. And as you can tell, you get no strange artifacts. There's no chopped-up sounding speech.
Hello, everybody. This is Neil Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin, and this podcast is entitled The Ultimate Digital Recorder.
Now, you can set this in a number of ways. You can say, okay, I have a 35-second file here. I got to do a 30-second commercial, and I want it to finish in 30 seconds. So you can set it in terms of seconds. Or, as you just heard, you can set it in terms of percentage. I want it to be 80% of what it was, or 90%, or 63%, or 81.2, or whatever. Just another little feature that SoundForge offers. Now let's save this file. And since most of us are doing podcasts, let's save it in MP3 format. I do Alt-F for
menu,
file,
menu, new, dot, dot, dot,
and A for menu, save as.
File name, podcast sound, file, dot, wav, edit.
And it's podcastsound.wav. I can, of course, type in a different name. I can leave it the way it is. I can do whatever I want to do. If I tab,
save as type, combo box, wave, Microsoft, star, dot, wav,
18 of 20.
That's what happens to be on. But let me go up to the top of this list and show you some of the ways that SoundForge can save files, or some of the formats it can use.
Audio interchange file format, AVF star, dot, AVF. Dialogic Vox, ADPCM star, dot, Vox. Intervoice star, dot, AVF. Main concept MPEG 1 star, dot, MPG. Main concept MPEG 2 star, dot, MPG. MP3 audio star, dot, MP3. DXT/Sun Java star, dot, O. Ogg Vorbis star, dot, Ogg. QuickTime 6 star, dot, MOV. Raw audio star, dot, Raw. Real Media 9 star, dot, RM. Scott Studios Wave star, dot, WAV. Sony Perfect Clarity Audio star, dot, KA. Sony Wave 64 star, dot, W64. Sound Designer 1 star, dot, DIG. Video for Windows star, dot, AVI. Wave Microsoft star, dot, WAV. Windows Media Audio V9 star, dot, UMA.
So, I'm not even at the end,
Windows Media Video V9 star, dot, WMV.
Nope. So I hit M 3 times because I know that's where I get to MP3.
MP3 audio star, dot, MP3.
And I tab.
Save button.
And I could save right here, and it would save it in whatever preset it was set at. But let's go see where we are. Let's
cancel
tab
button. Recent
some
combo
more.
Box. Template combo box. Default template.
1 of 13.
So here's where I can change my KBPS ratings. I arrow down.
64 KBPS FM radio quality audio. 96 KBPS near CD quality audio. 128 KBPS CD quality audio. 160 KBPS CD transparent audio. 192 KBPS CD transparent audio.
And I can keep going.
256 KBPS
CD
transparent audio.
It goes way up there. And again, you can set a preset that is in this list to, well, for example, I have something. If I press B,
Bookport.
I'm at Bookport. And I've already set up a preset such that I want to save a file to a book port. I know what the KBPS rate is and other things I've set, and I just do it. So let's
default
go back
template,
up to default and continue arrowing through.
Save metadata with file checkbox not checked.
The check press space
I don't
bar,
want
alt
that
plus
checked.
Checked. Checked. Help button.
The active
custom dot 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 button.
Now there's a custom button, which if I went into, we would spend the rest of the day here. And I'll do that in another time. But right now, we could save this file if I back tab back to save.
Template, recent, cancel, save button.
And hit enter. And it's saving it as the MP3 file. It's giving me a progress report on how
40%,
much it's
40%,
saving.
60%, 60%.
And it's almost.
90%, 90%.
It actually leaves
data window,
you.
Podcast sound file dot MP3.
Thank you. It actually leaves you in the file it creates. You don't have to open it again. If I press spacebar.
Hello, everybody. This is Neil Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin.
There's my MP3 file. While I'm in this file, let me show you a couple other things. If I go to the top of the file.
Top of file.
And I press Control-Shift-M.
0.000 seconds.
It says 0.000 seconds because I'm at the beginning of the file. If I go to the end of the file
And do the same keystroke.
10 minutes, 0.048 seconds.
Okay. And I page up.
So to get it, make it sort of okay.
Back up in the file someplace. And I now hear.
8 minutes, 44.98.
So you can always tell where you are in the file in terms of time. Now let me close this file and talk some about recording.
Multiple document interface client window.
So we now have no file. To go into the record menu, you can actually go into it through the menus, or you can hit Control R.
Record sound one dialog, recording attributes, 44,100 HZ, 16-bit mono.
And it tells you what, let me back up a second.
24.
Let me go into new file, and again, I can do it through the menus, but let me do Control N.
New window dialog, maximum editing time, 40,5903, sample rate, 44,100.
To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, Alt plus R.
It tells me how much time I have left on my hard drive and what the sampling rate and the bit rate is. So I come in on sampling rate,
44,100,
which happens to be 44,000. I can go up
32,000
to 22,000. I go back 30, down
48,000, 88,200, 96,000, 192,000.
I guess that's about as high as it goes. So I go back to 44,000. I tab.
Bit depth, combo box,
I get to
16
bit depth, and again,
8-bit.
I can go up to 8.
16-bit, 24-bit, 32-bit, 32-bit, 24-bit,
let's go back to 16-bit.
To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Mono radio button, check one
and
of two.
And now I'm either going to select mono or stereo. If I press down,
stereo radio
I
button
get
check.
Stereo.
To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
It to be, so
okay
I
button.
Go to the OK button and
data
hit
window,
enter.
Sound two, data window, 24
now,
colon.
What's nice about this is that if I close this file,
data window, sound one, data window,
let me close all my files. If I now go into record with the keystroke that I showed you before, it remembers the last time I was in here and what I set up. So if I press Control R to open the record menu,
1. Record sound 3 dialog. Recording attributes. 44,100 HZ. 16-bit stereo. 1.
It remembered exactly what I said before. Now, there's a whole bunch of stuff here that you sometimes might want to know, and you don't really have to know. So I'm not going to take the time to go through a lot of it. I will on a subsequent issue if you want. There are a couple things you might want to know. Let me tab to
play. Drop marker. Go to start.
So drop you can marker. Actually drop marker in a recording. If you press M, because you're between songs or whatever, and that marker is there just as if you put it there in the playback.
Go to start. Rewind. Go to end. Go to pre-record buffer 0 to 30 seconds. Checkbox checked.
And this is an interesting feature, because let's say you're in record, and a program starts, and you haven't pressed record. What you can tell SoundForge is, I want you to start recording not when I hit record, but I want you to put into the recording what is in the buffer as many seconds beforehand as I tell you. So you can go up to 30, and I have it set at 3. So if I hit record, it's going to always start recording 3 seconds earlier, unless I tell it not to. Another thing you might want to know about is
mode, combo box, multiple takes, no regions.
3 of 5.
Mode.
To change the select.
When you get SoundForge, it's defaulted to the first mode, which is
automatic retake, automatically rewind.
Which means that if you're in record, the normal way to pause is to press spacebar. And then if you press it again, you start recording again. There's a way to know which you're in, too, and I'll get to that in a second. But if you're in this mode, when you press space, it stops, and when you press it again, it erases everything you've recorded. If I arrow down one,
multiple takes creating regions.
Now when I press space to pause and space again to start, it's going to start where it left off, and it's going to create regions, which are basically, well, to put it shortly, it's something you can set when you've got a file marked up, so that you can go back and play each of the marked spots or regions. I like to have it on the third one down.
Multiple takes, no regions.
Multiple takes, no regions. So again, it's going to start at the end of the file, and it's going to start appending to that file.
without creating any markers or regions unless I want them put in, and I do it manually. And if you don't want to really do anything else here except set this up, you tab to the close button.
Remote.close button.
To activate, press space
and
data window. Sound
you're
three.
Out.
Data window.
Aha, you heard something that people have been complaining about on the JAWS list. The Eloquent Speech Synthesizer with certain sound cards has changes in frequency every once in a while, and I suspect you noticed that, and we don't know why yet. All right, now, as I said, you don't have to go into New File. If I hit Control-R...
Record Sound 3 Dialog, Recording Attributes, 44,100...
Now, it said Sound 3 because I've opened and closed several files. It starts each file name with Sound 1, Sound 2, Sound 3, and then you can rename it something else. The easiest way to start recording at this point, well, there are two ways. You can press Control Grav, and Grav is to the left of the 1, or you can press R. I just pressed R. Now I'm going to run something into the computer, so I am recording, although you can't hear it because I've got the sound card running JAWS and my voice in here and other files in here, so it just gets too complicated. But if I press F12, you hear
-12.3 dB.
And that's how loud the meter is. F11
-11.5 dB.
That's how loud the left meter is. Now I can clear these with Shift F12 and Shift F11.
Reset.
And now they're still going
-12.2 dB. -11.9 dB.
And at this point they give me the highest peak I have gotten since I reset them, and they will continue to do that until I stop recording. Now, I know I'm recording because I can do my Control-T
12 seconds
and get seconds.
14 seconds.
And if I press spacebar, it pauses. It doesn't say anything, but I can press Control-T
17 seconds. 17 seconds.
And it's staying at 17 seconds. Unfortunately, when I press spacebar again, it starts it all over, even though it's not erasing the file. It's continuing, but now I get
4 seconds. 5 seconds.
But still,
seconds,
I can tell when I'm recording and when I've stopped. So when I really want to stop, well, there are a couple ways you can do it. You can just hit Enter, or I press Space to get back into the Record menu.
Escape,
and then
1:4096, data window,
and then
sound.
You can play back your file. Okay, I'm back in the middle of your head now. I think this is all I'll do today. We've certainly not covered all of the scripts, and we've certainly not covered all of SoundForge by any means. I'd be happy to do more if you simply tell me what you'd like to hear. Either send a message to the BCT list, or if you're not on that list, just send me an email message, Neil, N-E-A-L, dot Ewers, E-W-E-R-S, at Ravenswood, RavenswoodOOD.org. And I'll try to help us all learn some more things about SoundForge. As much as I play with it, there's still things I don't know about it, and there's still things I learn, so we can teach each other. So let me know what you'd like to hear, and I'll be happy to oblige. But at this point, I think our heads are probably about overflowing, and I think it gives us enough to start and play and record and do some basic things. And even if you don't have the scripts, what you don't get, you can still move around SoundForge with all the controls I've given you. You aren't going to hear the file until you start playing it again. In other words, when you're hitting page down, it's going to be silent. What Jim's scripts do is allow you to hear each time you press page down where you are in the file. But even if you don't have them, you can press right arrow, you can press page down, you can start playing, find out where you are. It just isn't going to give you the neat sound of skipping through the file as you do it. All right, I think we're done, and it's still snowing outside. What else is new? This is Neil Ewers, signing off, saying stay well, keep warm, and we'll talk again soon.